Just keep it inside.
Okay.
Are we recording now?
We're now.
Oh, yeah.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
I ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Found Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James Leroy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is November 28th, 2012.
Episode 461.
We are 12 today.
Oh my God. Hi, guys.
This is for our last show of 2012.
Yeah, I know.
This Crazy. Is not starting out correctly.
I want to know who did the fart sound.
It was not me.
Was it me?
During
I did it, and I looked over, and you just go...
I'm such a little child.
Maybe we'll start the new season or the new cycle of the show with a new theme song.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, and who's going to do it?
Ricky.
A listener.
Oh. Right. Hey, Ben Walter, do you listen to this shit show anymore?
Right.
Do you? Let us know. And what would it take for you to create us a theme song? You can sing
about
it.
Chicago.
Or you could write it and then we could sing it. Like you could send us
a
track.
Sing.
Oh. What listener would not love to hear Ricky attempt to sing the theme song?
I only sing Mariah Carey and Kesha.
So right now, since we're getting into the holiday spirit,
dirty whores.
Sing us. The most popular Mariah Carey
Kesha mashup
Christmas number.
Oh my God. Christmas I smell money.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Is a chunky boy. Oh, shit. No, no. Do you hear that tire? Do you hear that tire letting out air?
Oh, we just lost listeners.
Yes. Well, that's okay. They have a month to come back.
You know what my goal is? I want to ride that damn
James Roy
CTA holiday train.
Oh, it's on the blue line starting December 6th.
Well, it's already started. Now. It's already it already started.
Yeah, but it's on the pink line right now. It's on the blue line starting this weekend.
I don't ride the pink
line. They hop
lines. I don't ride the blue line.
He rides the crimson line.
Crimson wave.
Anyway, I want to ride it.
Well, I mentioned it to one of my coworkers, and she was like, I hate that shit. And I was like, oh, why don't they just put a picture of you on the side of it that says, Bah Humbug.
I love the idea of an over-the-top Christmas-decorated Christmas light CTA train.
It's like the whole train, right? It's just not one cart.
Right, and it's led by Santa in a sleigh. That's a train.
Not led. He's in the middle.
Oh. Whatever. Either way.
He's that magical.
I thought he was.
That's what he said.
Oh, by both sides. Yeah.
Santa, you better open that mouth.
I think it would be fun to ride with Santa, and then I realize how cold it gets here and how fast the train really does go. That would be.
I
awful.
Would be afraid I'd flip off that shit.
Have you seen it?
I have never seen it. I saw it in the paper, but
have you seen it?
Yeah, I got it.
By paper, I mean. The computer.
one of our
the new 2.0 paper.
One of our pseudo friends just posted a video of the view of the train going past their work.
Aww, so
is it blurry?
I didn't watch it. I just noticed it.
So. Considering the train is only 5 feet away from their window.
Oh, it's that close?
I don't know. I'm joking.
Oh, because there's some of them like the train is like super close to the building.
Yeah.
I'm like, how the fuck does that person sleep? That's what I want to know.
What does it run all night?
The blue and red line does.
No, the train itself only has a very specific schedule.
Oh, the Christmas one?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like, you can actually look up to see where it will be at a certain time.
Do you think anyone
rides on
the... He's
got a Twitter account.
Do you think anyone rides on the green or pink line?
Yes.
Because it's so scary.
Yes.
And there's some parts of the orange line that are pretty scary, too.
Jason Sudeikis used to.
I don't know who that is.
You do.
Oh.
It's his Nebraska friend.
He's really tall.
who basically said that I'm a bad Nebraska husband because he is busy every time there's a Nebraska game.
Hold on for a second.
No.
Something happened while I was home for Thanksgiving and someone talked about Nebraska.
Uh-oh.
And you were like, God damn it, I can't get away from it.
It was, and it was so good, too, because they were like saying like it was like something like...
Shithole place?
Yeah, like it was just like... fucking crazy.
So yeah, this coming from a Virginian, just putting that out there.
So before we in
Virginia's a lot better than Nebraska.
No, it's not.
So before we get too far into the show, we have like one serious thing that I think we should get out of the way.
Okay.
Which is, tell us about finding your grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
And then
that's not too serious.
No, but the rest of our show is not. We have nothing else serious to talk about. Mm-hmm. So
it's a little serious because I'm glad I actually did go home to Virginia because I got to see my grandmother because she's really sick and she's about to die. She has pancreatic cancer, stomach cancer, liver, kidney, whatever organ she has, it's there. And she looked really skinny and sad, you know? And she didn't recognize me at first, but I think it's because she didn't have her glasses on. And she thought I was my aunt's oldest son. So, but anyway... my father actually never met his real father. The last time he saw him, he was like 6 years old. So he doesn't, you know, he never remembered him. Well, mm-hmm. My dad died. So I never really thought about it too much until, you know, now my grandmother is about to die. So I want to know who this person is. I want to know what they've done. Is he still alive? You know, just to see what he looks like. Because I know he was in the army and all of this stuff. So I was asking her about it. And she started talking. She goes, well, I don't know. She goes, he was an asshole. He probably died of AIDS.
I was like, oh, what?
Coming from a woman that is dying, like, from cancer.
Because AIDS is worse than the cancer right. that she's dying
but
from.
But apparently, he was a ladies' man.
Oh.
And he had a total of about 23 children.
Oh.
So, oh. But the last time known... you place be, he was. He was in Pensacola, Florida.
You could be related to Oprah.
And so I'm interested in trying to look for it, but I don't want to like pay to do it. And, you know, and I've already hit like roadblocks already. Like I've tried to find him online and it hasn't really been easy. And then no one in the family has pictures of him or knows anything about him. So but I don't know. It's kind of sad because I'd really like to know who he was. Not to ever meet him. I would not mm-hmm. do that, but I would like to know if he's still alive or, you know, maybe he did something that's like fucking awesome in history. And
you can ride the coattails.
Right.
Because he totally created the post-it note.
And the glue.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's... okay.
Why, it's my microphone.
So that's
today.
A little serious. And now, you know, she's probably going to die soon because she's really sick.
Aww.
So.
That sucks.
Yeah.
No more death. No more death in our families and everyone else's, but not ours in 2013.
Please.
True that, yeah.
I
don't like talking about death. That's why I was quiet.
Oh, okay.
Because it sucks.
So let's start off our non-seriousness.
Such a drag.
Let's start off our non-seriousness.
Oh, drag.
What?
RuPaul. Oh, yeah.
RuPaul.
I'm happy.
Good for... Chad. However, I really wanted either Jujubee or Raven to win.
Jujubee, I do not think in the end...
Pulled it out.
She was not... I think in the end, she just really wasn't as good as the top two.
Mm-hmm.
They, I think, do deserve to be in the top two for what they did the entire run and on their seasons.
Yep.
I would have been happy with either. I'm thrilled for Chad Michaels, though I was...
You know that they were both the second... They're both the runners-up in both their seasons?
Yes.
That's... Yeah.
And I really do think that I would have been beyond thrilled if it was Raven. But mm-hmm. I am glad that an old school drag queen
mm-hmm.
who is modern
mm-hmm.
won. Because I think that that's a nice niche of all the people that have won.
Yeah. I don't know. There was something about Raven that I just didn't care for too much. Mm-hmm. I think he was a lot more cockier than Chad was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading today
she is
that
top.
I guess Raven likes to have DUIs or something.
Oh,
he likes to drink and drive.
Oh, he's been in jail.
I was like,
he wasn't joking during that part where he was talking about meeting the guy of his dreams and the.
Oh,
well,
he was
that might have been joking, but he really was
in jail.
In jail.
Oh. Yeah,
but he also I mean, he looks good, but I like Chad Michaels. So. Yeah. But we're getting ready for the new season. Can't wait.
Yes. I love the fact that two people have an expletive in their name and they will not can't.
What's the other one? You told me Alaska's, but...
I don't remember. Alaska Thunderfuck, and I can't remember who the other one is, but I was talking with Ashley Morgan at the call about it.
It looks like it's going to be interesting. Do you think the whole season's going to be like goddess-like or...
No, I think it's going to be about as topical as when the very first season was all race car-y because, you know, the intro Drag Race. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the first episode or a couple episodes or maybe even like that final one where it's, you know, hey, let's do a music video or some bullshit is going to be goddess themed, but I don't think the whole season.
But didn't they already do that?
Yeah, kind of. But it doesn't mean she won't have another song like it.
True.
Speaking of the call, though, this last Sunday, and I guess they're doing it again this Sunday, we did not know it, but we went in. Well, we knew one part, which was they showed Liz and Dick.
Right.
We had no plans. You know, we had just got over the Thanksgiving, and they were like, come down and see Liz and Dick. And we're like, well, if we get our shit done and you get your homework done, do you want to go check it out? Because we don't have cable. It's not a show that I would have sought out. Mm-hmm. But I was curious how Lindsay fucking Lohan did as...
Did you watch it?
I did not watch it. I watched it through Twitter, and people were really mean on Twitter. And I'm just wondering if that was really accurate.
It was awful. However,
it wasn't awful.
It was awful. There were moments where it was like, oh shit, she really looks like her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there are other moments that are like, bitch, she was much older. She did not look that skinny when she was in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Which I've never seen that movie.
Oh, really? You really should.
So I want to see it.
It reminds you of some of your drunk relatives.
Yeah.
Promise. So we go and watch that. They're doing ever so often fucking dollar well drinks. We were there on Sunday, and we'd stayed a little later than we wanted, but he had his work done. I had Monday off, and so we're like, fuck it.
I was wondering what's up. I'm at IKEA.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I had the day off, yeah. And
what you buy? I don't see it.
It's in the living room.
The mantle. Our Christmas mantle.
Oh, okay.
It's very white. It's very new.
Wait,
is
your TV up there?
Yeah, it's next to the TV.
Oh, okay.
And that TV's big and black.
Obviously, when we were in the living room, when you came in to say hello, you did not notice the...
I didn't even look up.
...the lights.
No.
Anyway, they had fucking dollar cocktails for well drinks. And granted, well drinks, you know, is shitty. But, again, it was like being back in Indiana. Left the entire night, and we were there probably for a good 5+ hours. And it was literally like $25.
I would drink the fuck out of cranberry vodka because with cranberry juice, you can't even tell it's bad vodka.
Oh, yeah. I was doing lots of vodka diet, vodka coke, vodka lemonade.
Yeah.
But with like vodka tonic, like Tony drinks.
Or like vodka
I
soda, like
tell.
He does.
I think you could tell.
I think you could tell too. But anyway, but it was kind of nice. And they're doing that ever so often now. So just so you know, when you get bored on a Sunday... Watch out. Watch for your Facebook stuff.
Then I have to get up in the morning on Mondays. That's kind of rough.
But you go earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Sunday. So
oh, so it's all day?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if it's a law or anything, but there's not happy hours in Chicago.
It's an all
on Sundays?
They're special. No,
any day.
The specials are not time specific when it comes to alcohol.
The reason being is they don't want to encourage people to go right to work from work to bar and drink and drink and then go home.
I don't understand what's wrong with that.
People
Raven.
We don't drive here to bars.
There's a lot
but it's
of
the whole state.
It's a
not
state
Chicago.
Thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so that was nice. So
you said you were gonna say something about.
Oh yeah. So
drag.
we have a Facebook question from Ed.
Well, it's more of a statement in it.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of a question. You ever have that Mary Tyler Moore, you gotta make it after all, and just
can you sing that part?
And just want to fling the hat in the air? Well, that was me today, and I heard my name on one of my all-time favorite podcasts. Dream come true, bitch. Thanks, Ricky and Foul Monkeys.
So I get this text message. He said, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I was like, what? He's like, hi. This is, I'm imagining what he's acting like. I just heard my name on the show right after Pride 48. I can't believe it. Like, yeah, we talked about you because, you know, you said that you didn't get to meet us or, you know, that you didn't get to talk with me or whatever. He's like, I can't believe it. Just can't believe it.
So what?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, you would think he like just was touched by Cher.
We should something. Find out when his birthday is. We should find out when his birthday is. Mm-hmm. And every episode of that month, we should have to drop his name at least 2 times.
Right.
Or within the month, we have to say his name as many times, not the whole each episode.
We can make a drinking game out
of it. The whole month of how old he is.
Right.
So, yeah.
But I just find that funny. People, it's so weird that I think people think we're like super famous. Or not even super famous, but like we're someone.
It's because we are.
No, it's
we're totally not anyone.
It's because you think you are. And therefore they think we are.
That's interesting. Mm. I never thought about it that way.
Yeah, but it's also but I think it's also because it's weird that when you first moved to Chicago, you run into people, "Oh my God, are you Ricky of Fat Monkeys?" Yeah.
I didn't get to talk about this last time, but I had dinner with Tom and Terry a few weeks ago. And it was awesome. We went to this burger place. It's initials.
M Burger?
No. It's downtown.
DMK?
No, downtown. It's like been there since like 1850.
Oh.
RK, JK, something.
Oh. Is
it
that?
It was delicious.
Anyway, okay.
Yeah, go on.
But which was funny because after that, they were like, "What are you doing now?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm going to go home." They go, "How about we go to Big Chicks?" And I'm like, "Okay, it's Thursday. It's bear night." And Big Chicks is where Tom and Terry met.
Aww.
Back in 1994.
I also love that I remember you checking in. I was like, "Oh, Ricky's finally going out on a Thursday night and he lives just down the fucking block."
Which I only had one beer. So, but I had 2 beers at the other restaurant. Anyway. But every time Tom would come up to me, he'd be like, "Did you hear what that guy just said?" And I'm like, "What?" He goes, "He just said that's Ricky Burton from Foul Monkeys." I'm like, "You are so dumb." I'm like, "Whatever." But like, it was like every 15, 20 minutes, he would come up to me and goes, "Ricky, that guy just said that is Ricky from Foul Monkeys." I'm like, my head is
nice,
like,
"Nice, nice."
You know, getting bigger.
Speaking of that, we do have stuff to talk about after we get off the air.
Yes.
But we have been invited to do our own live podcast from Chicago Bear Pride.
And we can talk about
it. Oh, shut the
so
front door. So
maybe we are getting a little more popular.
Mm. Mm. That will be very interesting.
We will have RC in the audience, and that's probably it.
I think we should have
it during the Boxer Party, and we can be like, "Oh, and what are you wearing?" "I'm wearing a, you know, boxers from Walmart that sport a Daffy Duck on the butt."
I'm talking about what's behind the fly.
Oh. Well, and then you'll see the occasional, "Why are you wearing
a thong?"
A thong.
Which probably people will be asking me while I'm on stage.
Your shit. So first gross. Of all, could you even imagine Ricky wearing nothing but a jock strap and a harness while dancing at Bear Pride?
I have jock
straps. That's what he used to do for a living.
Duh. That's why I'm famous.
What, you were a chub stripper?
Hardly famous.
Because
when I was thinner.
What?
I've never heard thin.
No, you would
I said
never,
I've never heard thin Ricky stories.
You would never ever see me, even if I was like,
I'm kidding,
if I was like skinny, like, well, there's no one really in this room, but
you just wish you could have my hips.
Even if I was skinny, you would never ever see me naked like that, ever.
No,
unless I was getting paid.
No.
With a lot of money. And by a lot of money, I mean $5,000 bills.
Even when I was thinner, I was asked to do, and some of our fellow podcasts have done the show, Naked Boy Singing.
Mm-hmm.
In Indianapolis, I was asked if I wanted to audition and be in it. And I'm like, no. And I was thinner, but still wasn't thin. I'm like, first of all, I don't care if you're paying me. I am not doing a naked musical in my fucking hometown. Because everyone you know would come just to look at your junk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, not going to happen. Not going to happen. Though, yeah, the Cocktail and Cream Puffs girls, they both were in it, and they've done it. Mm. But I'm like, no, no. Maybe if it was like Iowa, and I was getting paid an ass ton of money, and I would not tell anyone what I was doing, would I be paid and be naked in front of people?
But I would never do that.
I don't think I ever would either.
I don't even know if we do this live show in front of all these people, I don't even know how I'm going to handle that, because it's going to be a lot more people probably there than Pride 48.
But at the same time, what we did for Pride 48, we couldn't do there, but it was smooth, it was easy, and it was called preparation.
H.
Yes.
Anyway, so 2013 could bring some very interesting things for us.
Yes,
who knows? Ricky may jump off the podcast wagon still. We never know.
True.
If his threats have not decided. You know, maybe there could be a divorce before the marriage. Maybe Bradley will say, fuck both of you. I'm not going to be on the show anymore.
I'm going to my own show.
Yeah.
It's going to be called Nebraska.
Too true.
No, it'd be called the Husky.
Right. The Husky, the Husky Nebraskan.
The Husky Cornhusker.
Just Husky.
It's not my pants size.
So, yes, Ed. Yes, thank you for responding to us, and I'm glad that it made you that happy and a major day.
So, have you started your Christmas shopping yet? I know I have.
I did. Well, let's talk about that for a second. Black Friday.
Oh, you Black Friday'd it with your parents in Virginia?
No. My friend, Melissa, who is my best friend, are in Virginia. Mm-hmm. I was like, Chicago, Lakeland, Virginia. I was just like, trying to remember. So we got up at 12 o'clock to go to Target. Mm-hmm. In a Target where there's only one Target in the whole county of about, I don't know how many people.
Yeah, that sounds right. Maybe five.
People? Anyway, we get to the Target and the line is like five people wide. Mm-hmm. And it's wrapped around the store almost twice. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, fuck that shit.
Sounds like my dick.
Not going in there. So mm-hmm. I was like, let's go to Old Navy. And, you know, I didn't even attempt Best Buy. Old Navy, I get there and I'm like, the line wasn't bad to get in. The line was horrible to check out. And they were like, oh, it's going to be like an hour and a half from this point. I'm like, no. So, sorry, Melissa, I'll take you to your car. I'm going home. And I got home. I got on oldnavy.com and I ordered everything I wanted. Went to Best Buy, ordered what I wanted.
Though you should have waited until Monday.
Well, the deals were about the same for Old Navy.
No, I think if you're going to do it, if the line to check out is long, that's much better than waiting outside in the cold. And you kind of have to just know you have to wait in line for that deal. I mean, if you get the deal in your hand, I think it's okay to wait in line.
Yeah. I just don't want to partake in it at all.
I've done it once and I'll do it again.
I hate it. Yeah. And this is whenever we go to IKEA on a weekend or go to Costco on a weekend.
Or Target on a weekend.
Target's not too bad. But
no, Costco on a Sunday or IKEA on a Sunday.
Kill yourself.
Yes. Oh my God. I literally just scream and be like, watch the fuck out, people. You are just backing up into me like no other. You have no sense of direction. You have no sense of space. Calm yourself.
It's very stressful with Bradley because he doesn't handle it well. And then I feel like that we're getting ready to break up because he is so like he gets this scared look on his face like, I hate you. You. Me.
Right.
Like, not everyone else. If you say one thing wrong and it's like, rawr! And you're like, I'm sorry.
Tony and I went to IKEA 2 weeks ago on a Sunday. Not a good idea.
It's like that. It's like a, as hell. It's like a 30 Rock when they're, is it 30 Rock? I always think of this when I think, when we go into IKEA. No, is it?
Oh,
where they go into IKEA and they see this couple that's been together for like 80 years or whatever, and they break up because of IKEA because there's so much fighting.
Well, the thing is, the store is laid out so you have to fucking go through the whole thing normally. There are shortcuts.
Unless you know how to do it. Yes.
So we've learned the shortcuts. Then you have people that take up the whole aisle.
Yes.
And you're like, park that shit between the two beds over there and walk around and come back to it. And then you have Tony, who is very impatient. He likes to go in and go out. And, you know, I had to remind him, IKEA, this is not a gas station. You cannot zoom in, zoom out.
No,
you come here, you shop.
And very rarely do people really have their list pre-IKEA. even if we know that we have like the two items that we're gonna get, mm-hmm. and we're we know still where gonna they walk are, around. He'll be like, "Do you just want to go?" And I'm like, "No, we really don't come here often. What if they got a new display that I want to see?"
Yeah,
or whatever. It's
inspirational.
So we like we'll speed walk, mm-hmm. and like we'll like. No carts.
It'd be like, do.
Will go
that's
through,
cool.
Do, you will do, go do, through do. The I beds. Like
that. Do,
and it's
do,
like,
do.
We're like, okay. It's like roller derby.
I love the kitchens. I yes. love going through the kitchens.
Yes. So we all...
One thing that I do hate, though, I hate the ones that have like the two or three kids and they're... I understand with kids that they're not going to necessarily be mature and be quiet and stand there. But when your kids are running the fuck around the whole entire kitchen area... Like, you need to calm them shit. You need to calm their shit down because this
they
is
they have a nuts. Daycare there. Put your fucking kids in the daycare.
I don't know. I can't
put your kids in the damn daycare.
Agreed.
So, our kids aren't going to be like that.
Yeah, right.
I'm kidding.
Any kid would be. That place is like Candyland. That place is like the Disney for kids that know that someone's going to buy them shit. Mm-hmm.
So
I like going to the utensil area, too.
I know I have a hard time in the platter area and the dishes because I'm like, oh, we have enough parties. I'm like that. I really would love
the dishes,
that I gigantic platter that can only be used once a year and you have no place ever that you could store it.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. They have all kind of, like, I want the whole set of all those white ass dishes they have.
Like we have.
Like ours.
Oh, are they from IKEA?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. But are they the... Wait, are they the square ones?
No, we don't want the square ones. We have the
I like the square
ones.
Yeah.
You would.
And every time I look at them, I'm like, fuck, I want that.
Do you know why I think you should get them and get rid of your other stuff? When you get the white, no matter how you decorate your house,
it
your kitchen,
matches.
Your table, your food, your tablecloth, everything else you can, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I like colorful bowls and platters. Like, I want like the handmade giant salad bowl. You know, I like the little things that are...
Right.
Glass blown. And when you have white, you can do that.
I don't think Tony's going to want to like throw away his like mom's dishes or whatever they are.
Well, that's called storage.
Yeah.
Or
we don't have a lot of that. Well, we have a storage building, but
or it's called mm-hmm. when you know.
Speaking of, am I still able to borrow your Xbox?
It's funny that you say that because the other couple weeks ago we were at the storage unit. I was like, let's put this on the side because I need to take this to Brad. And we fucking put it back in the storage unit and left.
Love it.
Which I have to go back anyway, like this week sometime because I'm having my iMac repaired.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I have to go get it. So I hope I can find
it. When are you going to play it?
You always find time for Xbox.
No, December.
He doesn't find time to play the Wii. He doesn't have fun time to play with me.
You don't find time to play with his Wii.
No, you don't. Waylon.
Whoa.
Hold on. No, Waylon, I have almost a month and a half off.
Yeah, to clean.
Oh.
No.
No,
he did not.
No. Just because you said that, I will let this shit place go to film.
Oh, fuck you, please. You know I was.
I will put all of your damn dirty clothes all up on your side of the bed.
No, you know what? You're not going to sweep that floor. You're going to do it with a toothbrush.
Yeah, fuck that.
Life is good when you know you could say one phrase and it makes things interesting.
I know the buttons to push.
Speaking of like the toothbrush thing, like, so was Liz and Dick like mommy dearest? Kind of like
no,
that?
No.
But it was just an abusive drunk. Relationship and drunk and
but not
no, I mean like the acting part.
It was like, abusive
is it like
in the emotional.
Oh, you mean over the top like
yeah.
that?
Like, is it going to be a gay movie like Mommy Dearest that everybody's going to know?
No. I don't think so.
No. No.
They hope that movie up really good though. I thought they would.
I think
good.
It's mainly it was hyped up because it was Lindsay fucking Lohan.
I'm Lindsay Lohan
playing a incredibly iconic character,
Elizabeth Taylor.
It's a shame.
So,
We had a question from Paul from Twitter, and he wanted to know what type of cologne should he buy his son.
It's funny. That's why I asked if we had done our gift shopping.
Oh,
it's because it was going to be a great segue, but then we totally got off of it. I think you should buy my clone, Issey Miyake, because I have worn it for years. Ricky enjoys it.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley's enjoys it. When I used to wear it in high school, some of the teachers used to be like, you know, I really like your singing voice, and you have one of the sexiest scars that I've seen. And your cologne makes me...
Scarves?
Scar.
Oh.
I'm like, on the side of my face. And she was like, I need to know what cologne you have so I can buy it for my husband. Because if you were 20 years older, this would be odd. And I'd be like...
Or if she was 20 years younger.
I'd be like, could you just play that? Because she was my pianist. And I was like, could you just play that song? Because you're creeping me out. No, I love it. It smells amazing. Mm-hmm. It's Yamiaki. And I get compliments on it all of the time. And it's not expensive as some of the others anymore because it's been out forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what would you say?
I currently have... Acquadigio. By Armani. Giorgio Armani.
Mm-hmm.
Money Exchange. I don't know. I always forget.
Same thing. Same purpose.
Yeah. So Giorgio Armani's Acquadigio. I love it because it's light. It smells, it is probably one of the best ones I've ever had for myself. And just like Waylon, a lot of times, especially when people, because I spray it on my chest and not on my clothes too much. But when people come and give me a hug or they get close to me, they're like, oh my God.
So, of course, this is the gay answers to we don't care how old your son is.
Right.
That these are what your son should wear. But well, how old is this child?
I think he's a teenager.
Okay, so maybe they'll start spending some money.
So you need to get some like diesel to cover up that teen smell.
Oh, cum.
And sweat.
No, please. No. As gay men on a podcast and someone who is asking what cologne to get, we cannot instill in any more teenage boys to wear diesel or Axe body spray.
Please.
You don't like diesel?
We will not.
You don't like diesel?
No, I think it smells like Axe body spray.
And it's too strong.
I used it.
You have some now?
Yeah.
I'll smell it afterwards, but it reminds me of...
Wait, is it the one in the brown bag?
Yeah.
Like with the
zippers
okay.
on the side?
That's
yeah, that right. diesel.
That's okay. Okay.
It's more man. It's kind of like the candle that smells like men's cologne.
I guess it would depend on your son. Is your son, does athletic? He dress like a... Yeah, is he athletic? Because maybe then diesel, because that's athletic.
Yeah.
Is your son a douchebag hipster that is like wearing Grandpa Chic, which is kind of fun? Old Spice, because that shit.
Oh, yes.
Or Brute.
Oh, no. Old Spice, no, I think, is coming. Because I almost bought some traditional Old Spice.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I want to smell like my grandpa. I love it.
Old Spice, maybe you should have Barbasol. You
need to have
cream.
Daniel wear that next year.
With his elbow patches?
Yes.
Yeah. No, that and Barbasol shaving cream.
So if your son is kind of, you know, hipster douche cool, that'd be ironic and would be fun. If your son is a fledgling gay but wants to be special, then I say Issey Miyake for any kid, because I think it could go either way. But if it's if their son is a flamboyant homosexual,
then he should get Paris Hilton's cologne.
Oh, you say go for perfume.
Calling all basic bitches.
That's embarrassing because I do have Paris Hilton's cologne for men.
Whoa.
Executive.
You also have like 20 other colognes.
But, what if the son is a ladies' man? Is it like old school obsession?
Not obsession, but cool it water. Definitely should be...
One of the Avon,
like from the 90s.
One of the Avon scents.
No.
CK1.
That would make her like throw up. I like Escape for Men.
Oh, Escape actually isn't awful. That's still it reminds me of like 90s ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm.
So I told him the answer.
Oh,
I have another one. Dolce & Gabbana's Light Blue.
I have that too.
That one's really nice.
I like the regular Dolce & Gabbana.
That's what I used to wear before I wore this.
Doesn't one of those smell like...
the regular one smells like shit.
Like apple pie?
No, I
do have Red Delicious and Green Delicious, which are shaped like apples. I love them.
Okay, anyway, what did you tell him?
They're by Donna Karen. I told him Issey Miyake.
Waylon for the win!
And he bought him Issey Miyake.
Oh, my God.
And he goes, I did not know I was going to have to sell my soul for it, but I bought it for him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I hope he likes it. And so I messaged him back and said, well, if he doesn't like it, you can always send it to me. He's like, agreed.
Yeah. We can buy it.
Or Paul, you can wear it.
No, literally, If he doesn't like it,
I have a big bottle of it still.
If he doesn't like it, I swear to God, Paul, you will like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is so.
He liked it. He said it's
yeah,
not
it
good.
Is totally non offensive. It is not yeah. too masculine. It's not too feminine.
It smells clean.
I have female friends who in high school, Debbie.
Yeah.
She actually used to buy it instead of the woman's because she didn't mm-hmm. like the woman's smell, but she loved it. Is really, it's not like CK1 versatile,
mm-hmm.
but it's very clean.
Yeah.
It's just smelling. It's,
which I still like CK1. I still have a bottle of that. I want a bottle of CKB.
You know what I like better than CK1, which is really disgusting? Happy.
I have that.
I think it smells better than CK1.
I have a lot of cologne, like at least obviously. 25, 30 bottles. It's bad.
Have an intense amount of cologne.
It's bad.
And for you super gays out there, I don't fucking care or want to hear about, yes, I know that you should change your cologne, you know, after so many years or so many months. I've worn the same cologne since the day that came out, and you could only buy it at Saks Fifth Avenue in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I was accosted on my first time to New York, my first time to Saks. I remembered it so much. The next year when I went to the counter and I'm like, I don't know what it was called. This is what the guy was wearing and this is what the bottle looked like. And they said, do, 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 do. Here you go. Yes, bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And have worn it ever since.
Question. What is the reason to change the type of cologne every few years?
I think it's supposed to be like you grow, you change. Mm-hmm. They're fashionable.
No, I'm fine with what I have.
That you should change your smell profile like your other profile. That we grow out of smells. Whereas this literally became a signature. Sarah, ex that my mom wants me to have babies with, she used to say when she would smell that, she would think that I was there. You know, because I used to wear it all the time. So it just really became one of those smells that was a good memory mm-hmm. for people.
Another one that's good that not a lot of people like because it's not like a floral smell is Angel for Men.
Angel?
Yeah, it's got... I'm trying to think of the stuff in it, but it has like chocolate in it. It has like tar or something. But you can actually, when you buy it, you can actually get it refilled back
where
you purchase it from. Mm. So the bottle is like $60, but when you go to refill it, it's like $25 or $30.
I do wish that all colognes could be that way because, for instance, you know, they don't even sell like Issey Miyake, for instance, in travel mm-hmm. size. And I can't.
Oh, they do. You can get it during Christmas time because I got mine. I got the big bottle and it came with the little travel.
Oh, size see, with I've it. Had the other small bottle, but never the mm-hmm. travel.
Yeah, it's like this tall.
Yeah.
But you can't refill that once you use it.
But it's
use
like, it. You know, old school women's perfume mm-hmm. where you had your own bottles that you mm-hmm. used to spray. Like, I kind of wish guys cologne. I guess you could open it, but why? You know,
I feel like they would make a lot of money, especially now in the travel business, mm-hmm. if they would sell travel size colognes like that.
But not like for an arm and leg. Like,
no, right.
Know. No.
Like, I wouldn't buy a travel size for $35 when I can buy that big ass one for $80.
Right. I think what it would be is you need to buy it like your Dawn dish soap and like the refillable.
Mm-hmm.
And you could start having bottles that you can refill. So you buy the bottle, which may be an arm and a leg, but it's mm-hmm. perfect for this cologne and you can refill it. And then you buy the Mama Jamma.
We have something happening here.
I wonder what a Foul Monkey scent would be like. So speaking of that,
first of all, the cupcake question did not go over well. We are not going to discuss.
Speaking of that, Anne Marie Parker,
who's become our favorite emailer.
Yeah, she has actually quite a short email.
That's not even on our email list, but okay.
She has quite a short email right now, but she has a longer email later on.
So I put on Facebook that, you know, that's going to be our last show or whatever. And Taffy Carwell Huffington just posted, "Ricky changed my life sexually."
Okay.
Wow.
She is always in my list of suggested people, but she has no idea who the hell I am,
because
she doesn't listen to our show. Yeah, and yeah, I don't listen to enough of their shows.
Crazy fun. Crazy.
So Anne-Marie says, in answer to the question regarding what would you name this cupcake and what would you buy it if it looked like it had a pile of shit on, or would you buy it if it had a pile of shit on top of it? Name, Reese's Feces. That's funny. Buying it, does hell go with no? I love it. Thanks, Amber.
I like Reese's Feces. I love that.
That's funny.
Again. We are the more we talk about this, the less serious this man is going to bring his wares over to us to get our honest opinions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
Because you're going to be like, this would be better if it looked like corn diarrhea.
No, it should totally look like a big piece of shit. And we should sell them at Bear Pride.
What?
I think it might go better. I think it might go better at IML.
Yeah, this is not a fetish. Granted, the bear culture is a bit of a fetish. But this is here's
the
thing.
The bear culture, especially at Bear Pride Chicago, those guys are not going to turn out a cupcake, even if it has a pile of
They're not going to buy it. They're not going to buy it. If we gave away poop cupcakes...
I think that'd be great for Jesse if he was there with us and he was starting to get his business up and running to start doing that there.
Talking about shitty cupcakes, did you see this story about these four high school girls that made cupcakes and pissed in them?
What?
And gave them to people they didn't like. But it wasn't people that they knew they didn't like. It was like their friends that they couldn't stand. I was like, you bitches.
How did they find out about this?
I guess one of them posted it on Facebook, and then
they enjoyed that piss cupcake.
You know, why are you going to do something like that and post it when you can keep it to yourself and make it
the same way Regina kept a burn book?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Someone's going to see it eventually.
Those are some mean girls right there.
Yes.
Bitch.
Pissy cakes.
Speaking of mean girls, so is that like a yellow cake?
but speaking of mean girls, aren't you having a, oh, I'm sorry, you had a... I didn't totally stole that from you. Continue.
I was just going to say, Joe in Dallas says...
Oh, I was going to say, aren't you having lunch with RC?
Yeah, that's true.
I am having lunch with RC this weekend at Hamburger Mary's.
And he's a mean girl.
Do
you know why he's a mean girl?
Why?
Because he said he was thankful for us. And I responded.
Generic.
Yeah.
Hashtag generic.
But it wasn't generic.
You put his name in it.
And I could have said thank you. But no, I said...
You were the only person that responded,
and I was like,
actually.
And no one had responded. So I was like, you know, that was very nice. Thank you very much, RC. You know, happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Generic.
Hashtag generic response.
And then I was like, hashtag rude. And then he's like, hashtag, well, you know, I love you. And I was like... Close.
And then he's like, hashtag Antivirus, my new podcast now.
Yeah. Either way, I responded nicely and I fucking tagged you.
Yeah, he's bringing us stuff. Girl.
Oh,
so
yeah, he wanted.
He's not so mean now.
No, he really wanted to send you something for Thanksgiving, but then realized one, he got his some answers too late, and two, you were out of town.
So I guess, and Tom's going to be with him too. Do you remember Tom from Pride 48?
Oh yeah,
he's going to be there too.
I wish we could make it, but we will be in the suburbs at a Christmas party. So, unfortunately, we will not.
Yeah.
It would be fun.
Can I read this from Joe?
Yeah.
Or are you going to read it?
No, go ahead.
Is it? I know he said your name in it, but... Okay.
Well, he said Waylon's name, too.
Joe used our website to respond to us in regards to something we talked about.
You guys can use our website to contact
us with
stuff.
I love that. I love it. Which means that you go to the website...
Yeah.
We redesigned that shit.
You know what I mean? It's pretty awesome. If we became website centric and stopped putting people like saying go to Facebook and just said go to the website, we could force people to.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we could close down our Facebook page.
Which we're not going to do.
No.
And okay, so then there's no reason for me to finish that sentence.
There is.
Read the email.
So Joe and Dallas, who responded to us from our website, did I say that?
Yes.
Okay.
Which website?
Foulmonkeys.com.
Oh, perfect.
Redesigned, and that needs to be marked award nominated.
And we're engaged, because that's the same type of conversation right here. How many times can you say it in one episode?
Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Ed. Marriage, award-winning podcast.
Go vote. Oh, it's over.
Hi, guys. Congratulations on your podcast award nomination and Brad and Waylon's engagement.
Woohoo!
An upcoming adoption. Look, people, it's going to happen, and you're going to have to get used to the stories of diapers, cute baby outfits, hard bottom shoes stomping on the uncut sole.
No!
So I was going to just add on to that. It's going to give a new reason to, or it's going to give a new meaning to we fling poo so you don't have to.
Except that so he has kids. They adopted.
Mm-hmm.
Did you really have hard sole shoes all over your sole?
Well, You know his race, and you know the rumors about his race.
But still.
Rumor has it.
Did he, like, put his tap-dancing children on his crotch?
Some people are into that, probably.
Well, we know some people are into it, because you've seen those porns with the heels.
I have. You mean where they step into it, and there's a banana inside, and then there's a testicle on the bottom of the spike?
That was really specific.
Seen it.
Made it.
Get into it. I listened to your last show and was about to agree with Brad when I realized my relationship with the N-word is very black and white. No pun intended. I hate it. Don't use it. I hate it even when black people use it to refer to one another. Let's not even discuss when people of other races use it to refer to one another. I mean, really, Latinos and white people? So when Waylon takes a hard line on fag, I get it. Either it's an offensive term or it's not. We don't want it used in a derogatory way against us. We shouldn't use it in a joking way, or people who see us will feel free to take the liberty to jump on board. Kisses, y'all. Joe in Dallas.
Now, I want to clarify. I, too, do not like the word. I was trying to be more of a devil's advocate in that discussion and try to give another side to it. And what I was basically informing or trying to say was that, yes, saying that is a bad word. However, it's something that it's like, you know, yeah, we have to draw a line somewhere. But, you know, then we're also promoting, you know, people who are in the gay community to joke about it, too, like the redhead. And that's all I was saying, was that there's more than just the word that we need to educate people on. And yeah.
So thank you for a response, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very interesting.
You would never hear me say that word.
It's a very interesting conversation.
Me either. I kind of.
Yeah, it's an interesting conversation. I mean, there's I think there's legitimate responses on both sides.
I'm not even black, and I hate it.
Oh, that word. Oh,
we're talking about the F word.
No, oh. The N word is.
I don't like the N word either.
It's very different. It makes me uncomfortable when I hear black people say it. Like, it's.
Everybody touch their wires.
Ever touch your wires? Okay. Oh, I was Brad.
Damn it.
7 years old, y'all. What?
So.
We have another response for Dan Pugh. Do you want to read that, Waylon? Do you have that up? You don't have
it. Do you want me to read it?
Wait, actually, let me see. Because
Waylon doesn't have Foul Monkey's email on his iPad.
You're not going to be able to do it. You have to go into your settings to turn it on.
Oh, I thought I had it on here.
So just you do, but you have to turn it on.
Okay. So. Dan Pugh. Ricky, thank you so much for addressing this question in podcast 459. My husband and I were rolling on the floor as you attempted to read this message aloud. Now, you know why I emailed this question instead of trying to call it in and leave it as a voicemail. But seriously, we both felt that all three of you had some strong and well-spoken points regarding the issue. We certainly hope it doesn't take 40 to 50 years for acceptance of marriage equality, but we agree that it will take years. However, use of gender-neutral descriptors when discussing marital status will become an even bigger issue in the states where marriage equality is already legal, especially as more and more states go in that direction. Society will always have holdouts against change based on a myriad of beliefs, but it wasn't too long ago where interracial and interfaith marriages were outside with what a majority of society now considers conventional. There's now a light at the end of this very long tunnel. It's hard to be reposed, but there's still a lot more work to do. You guys rock, and yes, I did vote for Foul Monkeys Daily. Happy holidays, Dan P. U.
Hulk Hogan.
And I apologize.
Or Dan P. U. Hogan Hulk. Heroes.
There we go. No, thank you for that response. And no, it was a great question. And obviously it was quite the fun, or not so fun, but at least a spirited debate that we don't have quite as seriously ever so often, you know, as often. But no, great question. And I completely agree with you, you know. We all have to recognize time takes time
for things like that. I mean, you have a generational thing too with people, like older people with like the with the civil rights movement and stuff. It's one of those things too, unfortunately, that some older people still have that issue with
colored people.
No.
That's what they say.
So this is a quick fire bonus question. Ricky, what's your favorite Christmas song? And sing one bar of it.
Oh, holy night. The stars are brightly shining.
Brett, go. 5.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Okay, okay. Mine would
Waylon.
Be...
Waylon, 5, 3, 4, 3, 1, you're done.
Done.
Oh, you failed.
You hate Christmas.
Scrooge.
Sweet sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style.
He sings that in like a shower a lot.
In the air, as you're peeing on him.
That was one bar. Thank you.
Yeah, we're done.
People passing, children laughing.
It doesn't work. I don't know why.
Street corner, you hear. I'll get it in your fucking microphone. You do have me turn back on.
I do not sing.
What? So. You don't have me turn back on?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, I do. Now you just like bleat, made the listener's ears bleed.
Yeah.
This is going to be a long show.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
This
it's
is
our
long
last
show
of the year.
You know what? Dave in the.
Toronto's?
Is he in Toronto?
Is that the Dave we're talking about?
Yeah, Dave in Toronto.
In
right
the, in the land of the countries.
That's not the one above New York City, right?
It's more above Detroit.
No, he lives on the West Coast.
Vancouver.
Vancouver. Dave in the Vancouvers is going to be happy because he text messaged me and said, "Could you at least make your last show 50 minutes?"
Okay, cool.
And he said, "Do it now."
You know, speaking Canadians, you know who I kind of miss?
Who?
Turniped.
Oh, he's very... so sexy. He had his balls on my head.
He was super nice to me at Pride 48.
He's super nice to everybody. He's really cool.
Except when he gets bitchy at you when you don't listen to his show or his website or whatever it is.
When you're trying to find a telephone number, which I was correct. I was correct.
It was because you were looking at the mobile site.
Doesn't matter. I was correct.
So did they fix it? Because I looked at the mobile site right after you and it was
they
not
did,
there.
They fixed
or
it.
Or it was
they,
there.
Yeah, they fixed it.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway. So that
I'm
was
just saying,
that was
I
random.
Was right.
That was random. We have one more email, don't we?
We have two.
So, I was right.
Lala, our ex roommates.
Wait, that was a phone. He has a, she had an email from her, too?
We have emails call. And phone calls galore.
Please, girls, we have such an organized Evernote, which I'm like, oh my God, this is great again. But there's a lot of stuff missing.
Well, I didn't put this up. It was
and
Ricky.
I was the only person that did anything.
Oh my God, that's so rare.
But you know what I have to say? Even you know, I'll take it. But I have to admit, you kept the format.
Yeah, because I copied and pasted it over.
But no, that's really nice.
But you kept the format.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's so amazing.
It's oh my God, that's so rare. Asshole.
I'm sorry, Lala Lauren.
So Lala. Sorry, darlings. You cannot see South Bend from your your building's rooftop. Perhaps I was joking if I said this whilst having drinking during your housewarming party. You might be able to see the toxic clouds of Gary on a clear day, but South Bend is too far and too small to see from Chicago. And by the way, why would you want to see South Bend? From anywhere.
Amish food. Amish fucking food.
She did bring me. She did bring back some Amish cheese that was fucking delicious.
Should I read Anne Marie's next one?
Oh God, looking over your shoulder. That's a
Anne Marie. You know she's known for short emails.
These emails are just way too short, Anne.
I mean, can Marie. We get some longer emails, please?
Gosh, full sentences.
Hey,
thank you.
Let's not bitch about communication that we're receiving.
Should we break this down in paragraphs and each one of us read it?
We'll pass the iPad.
I might pass out with this. Trying to read this off. So she says, this is in regards to Axe the Expert episode 459. Business first. So are Waylon and Brad going to register somewhere fans can send a wedding gift? And that is totally true about the registry list price gun. My brother-in-law was a total tarred with the thing when he and my sister got married. She could pick out things for the registry, but only he could use the gun on the SKU numbers, which would explain some of the stuff, like an Xbox, like that somehow ended up on their list. It was most awesome watching my sister unwrap the Coleman camping toilet at the bridal party. Bridal shower. I'm sorry. This was really...
That was almost an accident on the computer.
Yes. That's why I was trying to hand you the glass while I was reading.
I was pouring wine. Whoa, you're getting me wet.
Oh. Hey. No, I was trying to hand you the glass so you could fill it while I was trying to read.
Back to the novel.
As for as the question, which I assume...
As far as the question.
Oh, as far as the question on what do you say when someone sees I'm wearing a ring and then asks about my wife, but it's really my husband. I can't say he's not entitled to feel angry. People assume he's married to a woman, but it might be misplaced.
Why do I have a feeling I would read this better than you? What is going on here?
It's because I'm flustered with this wine situation.
First of all, no. You have yet to prove that you can read an email, even that you've read through three times, out loud, without fucking it up, unless she is known to
this
use
is also...
small words.
Go ahead.
Okay. He's definitely entitled to feel angry. His marriage performed in Canada is not legally valid everywhere. That was in quotes. Not everyone means to be rude or thoughtless. It's hard to reward generations of mindset, and sometimes people still slip up. For example, a lady at work was shopping for a new dentist, and I suggested mine, and my coworker asked, where is his office? My dentist is a lady. That's not new that women can be dentists. It was. It will take time for people to not assume anything when you declare marital status, and maybe language hasn't caught up with yet with this country. Great Britain uses partner for regardless of gender or marital status. My grandmother remembers when women first got to vote in 1920s. My mother remembers when people of color could finally attend her school. Both of these things make me stop and just shake my head in disbelief. I'm doing the best I can with my kid right now, but I hope one day she will think it's crazy equal rights for gays was ever an issue.
You want to read the next paragraph?
Other information you guys were milling over. I have been listening since Ricky... She messed up on that sentence. I have been listening since Ricky did the two-part episode where half of it was on Foul Monkeys and the other half was on Pod is My Co-Pilot. So that was 3 or 4 years ago, I guess. And let's not exaggerate. I only listen to one episode a day, Monday through Friday. That's getting into it. Not 10 episodes a day. That's a stalker. Also, Grand Rapids is nice. I just don't live there. I'm in Milwaukee.
Josh needs to email this guy to hook up. And then there's a link to the Telegraph UK... London 2012 Olympics legally blind South Korean archer. I'm Dong Hyun. I is gold medal at the games. There's a link. We'll post it in the notes. It's a match made in heaven. Check it out. First off, the dude is blind. Second off, he's Asian. Third off, you know he's got great aim because he's a blind guy with a gold medal in archery. Putting the handy... and handicapped. Fourth off, his name is Dong Hyun.
No. Is I'm Dong.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is I'm Dong Hyun. His middle name is Dong. This is bolded and italicized.
And underlined.
You can call Josh the mouth of the South of the South Korea. I'm sorry. Josh the mouth of the South Korea. Someone industrious out there needs to get these two crazy kids together. Hashtag project. Thanks again for the excellent entertainment. Sorry, this is so short.
Did anyone ever respond to the blind ad?
No. We know.
Oh, you know what?
We never got the confirmation email.
Uh-huh.
So we never actually got it posted. I have a copy of it saved, so we can still do it, though.
I don't think we can. Oh, here he is. I don't think we talked about it on last episode.
We did not, because it was afterwards.
Yeah, we were going to create a Craigslist ad for
Josh.
Mouth of the South.
I can read it.
Oh, yeah, here we go. But it was for him to try to find a blind guy. And it was quite funny. But unfortunately, we had an issue with trying to create a Foul Monkeys account.
Oh, there it is.
To... to Craigslist. Do you have it?
Yes. It was titled Gay White Ginger Looking for Visually Impaired Hookup. Hi, y'all. I'm a white 32-year-old gay ginger in Chicago who is seeking to fulfill a fantasy of being sexy with a visually impaired stud. I would prefer someone who is legally blind and not just farsighted. Picks for trade, though I understand that doesn't make a lot of sense. Thank you in advance for taking this seriously, as I only have a few things left to check off my sexual bucket list. Thanks, Ginger.
Oh my god, I cannot wait to post that shit.
That's like, you should post that somewhere like, well, I guess Chicago is a good city, like Los Angeles or New York City or somewhere like post it in different cities.
That'd be fun.
I'm going to post it in his hometown. Shit. With his picture. Yeah. Ring-a-ling-a-ding, we've got a phone call.
Phone calls.
That was actually kind of nice.
It was loud. Yeah.
Hi. This is Lynn from
Tampa.
I'm Samantha Johnson.
I really, really want to scissor.
We're about to scissor each other.
Yeah.
We just wanted to share the
Can you please wear a condom?
I'm wearing a dental band.
Yeah, that's it. That's it right there.
Samantha, Linda.
Samantha, oh. You got it. Please put your finger there. Yes, I got it.
Remove your dental band.
Coitus
has been attained. Yes. Okay.
We have drunk listeners.
Those drunk lesbians.
Drunk lesbians.
Linda, Samantha, and Samantha Linda.
No, Samantha Johnson.
Samantha Johnson.
Oh, he had it wrong. It's supposed to be Samantha Linda and Linda Samantha.
Oh, no, that was Samantha Johnson that called. Wow, listeners, thanks for those. Actually, yes, that needs to be a new, that right there, people, is 2013's new segment. Drunk 2012 calls. Was Ask the Expert, which we will continue because you all love it. The one-star review is dead because we're the
nobody
only... Because we're the only people...
That have one-star reviews.
That have one-star reviews.
It's not fair!
And the other ones out there are either incredibly too mean for the people that we enjoy and we don't want to get sued.
Or incredibly too mean to people we don't enjoy.
Right.
And so we are not that heartless.
We want drunk dials.
Yes. Please.
2013 is the year of Foul Monkey Drunk Dials.
And put our number all up in like stalls for a good time. Call this number for, you know, like...
That would be the best.
There was one. I was at the school and I was at the bathroom and there was a note above one of the urinals that says, I need a big dick. And I always keep forgetting to want to write on there, call this number for a big dick. Yeah,
that would be awesome.
That would be amazing.
Can we record an actual
voicemail?
Voicemail? Or
it's on there. Well, it's one that I did like 5 years ago.
Oh, I thought it had. For some reason, I thought people said that it was just a normal like.
No, it's me. But okay.
So yes, 2013. We're gonna like Waylon said. We're gonna continue the Ask the Expert, but 2013 is gonna be the year of the drunk dials.
Call. Yes, put it in your phone. As you want to, like, if you have an iPhone, it needs to go in
Foul Monkey's drunk dial in your favorites.
In your favorites.
Yeah, it needs to go in your favorites.
So that you can just be like, I'm drunk. Press.
And that, honestly, that could be our intros from now on.
That's what what they could put in their phone on their list as the name is I'm drunk, press.
Press. When drunk, press me.
Or it could just be XXXX.
Yes.
That way it'd be easy.
So I don't know how long GarageBand goes because it's not... forever until we stop. I think it's like an hour and 10 minutes.
Okay, we're already at an hour. So I think so we
have two more voicemails.
We have three. There's another 608 number.
We'll speed through these.
Hello, foul ones. It's me, RC in Wisconsin. I had a question for all of you because I guess it would apply to all of you. I think I remember Ricky saying that hashtag provider was an uncut soul. So my question is, have you guys ever, like, fooled around with the uncut soul? Like, I guess it would be Brad, like, you know, like, inflating it with air, you know, filling it with things, other than your tongue, of course. You know, just, have you ever, like...
Yes.
Jelly beans.
And, like, you know...
Whipped cream.
Totally monkeyed around down there.
Oh, eat around.
Well, that's my question. Can't wait to hear your responses.
Thank God family doesn't listen to this while you get the next phone call. I have totally inflated James LeRoy's.
I've done
hair.
Inflation too.
And it freaked,
it was weird.
It freaked me the fuck out.
We both went
because
like,
I really wasn't expecting it to pop up like a balloon. Mm-hmm. And then when it did, it was like,
it always looks like a frog's throat.
Kind of.
Yeah. You know, like that?
Yeah.
But I find it interesting. I've never done it before, but I've always wanted to do like a shot of alcohol out of it.
Ooh, that would burn.
You can make like a cup out of it.
Oh my God, that would burn.
Well, I know. That's why it hasn't been done yet.
And we've totally tried docking, but Brad doesn't have enough.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Have you done?
I tried to eat Cheerios.
What?
I'm kidding. I was just
instead of masturbating, you eat your breakfast cereal out of your next phone call. Since we're pressing our luck here.
Yes, we have.
Hi guys.
Hi. Hi.
Oh, I'll beep it out.
I'm faxing you my purse, so keep an eye out for that.
What?
Anyway, I have a question. PNS joke. And consider yourselves lucky because I never call podcasts with questions. But this is kind of one that's been on my mind lately because of this no shave November stuff where men are like not shaving their faces because they want to raise awareness for prostate cancer, which I don't see how the two go hand in hand. Because if you want to raise awareness for your prostate, you might as well just not shave your balls, which I assume most men don't anyway. So anyway, I have a question about,
I would just say, stick your finger out. And I support prostate cancer. Come here. Listen,
but your prostate's in your butthole.
Your lady listeners. So has any of your lady listeners participated in Movember themselves? Like, do they not shave under their arms or their legs or their downstairs region? Because I'm just curious. And also I'm curious, aside from this whole Movember thing, like, What do you ladies do in the winter? Because you're not at the pool unless you're like at a gym or something. And I guess if you're dating and having lots of sex, maybe you want to like keep it trimmed on there. But honestly, like if you're not seeing anyone and if you're not swimming or if you're not like wearing short shorts, I just don't see the point. So you might as well just like throw it out down there. And I mean, it's so expensive to keep it up and it's just like you get ingrown hair and... You know, Brazilian waxes are like $60. So that's my question. I want to know from your lady listeners, and if you have any straight listeners, what they think about what women do with their downstairs area. I'm just curious, like, do you grow it? Do you shave it? Do you cut it? Do you wax it? Do you dye it funny colors? I'm just really curious on this. And I don't know if gay guys have an opinion on straight girls downstairs areas, but I want to hear all the angles. So that's my question. Love you. Goodbye.
I'd say for one, if you are a single woman and you normally trim, but you decide not to trim for the winter because no one's seeing it, why are you giving up on your sex life? Because you totally just fucked yourself out of a Craigslist hookup. Because you're not going to be ready.
You answer the Craigslist ad that says, please be unshaved.
I need a bushy bush.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. The listeners, I know some of were Facebook friends with some of you, but did you all know that I didn't do it for Movember, but I just this week shaved off my handlebar mustache, my curly Q.
Why'd you do that?
It was really getting annoying.
It looked stupid.
And I was kind of tired.
Oh, everyone
did I
loved
say that out loud?
And I was kind of tired of him using my hair product.
I was using his hair product.
Or his earwax.
Please. What was annoying about it is it got to a length yes, I always feel it on my cheeks because I smile with my cheeks. They're there. But it got long enough that if I didn't put product in it to actually put them up, and I'd have to do it daily, even if I didn't leave my house. because I looked like a wet rat trucker, because it was getting long and bushy enough that when it was hanging down, it'd get in my mouth. And it was.
You look like Master Splinter.
Yeah, it was kind of gross.
Oh, man. I epilady mine.
I went and had that laser surgery, so I don't have hair down there ever. I don't know. So the female listeners, if you feel comfortable enough and want to give us a call, leave us a message, and let us know what you do downstairs.
We've talked about boys' stuff, mm-hmm. but I want to hear more about the girls, because we've talked about our own shaving and people's preferences.
Mm-hmm. And how Waylon likes to swing from the vine of George the Jungle.
Hey, I like 70s porn.
Nasty.
It tickles my nose. I can't do it. So you guys got an hour and 10 minute show.
And I really think we could go longer if we really wanted to.
We probably could.
I'm just nervous because I don't know when GarageBand
stops. I think what happens is we're going to leave you a cliffhanger.
Yes.
Will we put out a third show, or will you have to wait until January?
Yeah, we probably will.
Will there be a fourth show, because we're kind of all in a roll?
Or will we never return?
Stay tuned.
Don't you, hey, Mr. Music Board, don't you have like soap music?
Dun, dun, dun!
Or sorry. Something? Jeez Louise. No, but thank you for a great 2012. It's been a very interesting year.
There it is. That's it.
No. a listener first, friend second. David's favorite one.
I like turtles.
I like turtles. yeah, thank you for everything in 2012. It's mm-hmm. been a fun, crazy year.
Can we say our besties?
Someone did ask what our best of 2012 was. I'd have to think about it for everything, but do you have a few best websites, best songs, best something?
Well, I have a best about me.
Oh, well, then there you go.
No, I'm just kidding. I like the fact one of the best things this year was Pride 48. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. It went well this year, although all of us got some kind of disease and came back with it. Mm-hmm. But I also enjoyed doing the things for Bear Pride. The recordings for that, I think that was really cool and interesting. And I'm just glad that I have a great support. You know, yay. That's the best.
One of my best ofs, which is not about Foul Monkeys.
And the end of the show. Bye.
Well, because I was thinking about it as a non-Foul mm-hmm. Monkeys, my favorite website of 12, excuse me, is punchfork.com. It all has to do with recipes and the collection of other blog recipes, mm-hmm. Recipe blogs. Instead of having to go for them, you kind of see a picture and the name of what it is before you decide to go there. Mm. So it's like a pictorial pic.
It's like Pinterest for recipes.
Kind of. Yeah. That's probably one of my favorite website of the year, just because I use it daily.
What's it called again? Punchfork?
Punchfork.com. Okay. My personal favorite.
Oh, my turn?
Yeah. And
scene go.
It's gonna be sappy, but it is definitely the
what is it?
The engagement
taking
was quite
pictures
fun.
In the park.
Who does that?
Someone brought that up at Thanksgiving dinner. Yes. As being an asshole.
So the thing was, it's like it for you. It was a day of here's the thing. It was a day of I'm engaged. For me, it was like 2 months of planning and getting things organized, and just the excitement of, oh my God, I need to hide this ring somewhere. Where do I hide it? Where does he not look? Like, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Did you put it in the laundry?
Pretty much. No.
Did you put it anywhere other than his work desk
or the kitchen?
Did you put it where the toilet paper is stored?
No, because he'll look there.
Well,
please.
Supposedly.
Are we still recording?
Just yes.
Make sure. Okay. Yeah. No. So
no, we ended yours.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that was just because it was so drawn out for myself, and afterwards all the support that we've been receiving, and even with the cruise, which not even a month and a half, 2 months into it, we have over 60 people.
I have an issue with my reservation.
Oh, we can talk about that off the clock.
Okay.
Or is it something that people would enjoy listening to?
No, not really.
Okay. Then we'll talk about off the clock.
It's not really an issue. It's just questions.
I have all your answers.
Okay.
So anyway, yes, we're very thankful. We're thankful for you listeners.
And yes.
It's cheesy, but we are.
What he said. And just for Freddie, you were my bestie last week.
Oh. There you go. Oh, yeah. Because,
bye, Ed.
Yeah.
Bye, Ed.
And Ed, you were always going to be our
bestie.
Do
you know what I am sad, though? Our last show of the year, and Kyle...
And why didn't he even on
is not on the show.
But maybe he'll be on the first show.
Maybe.
If we come back. True.
And speaking of hotties and foreign, well, not foreign places, because Hawaii is not foreign. Nanad, where the fuck we be?
Where have you been?
Where are you?
Do not do the song, because
he does not like that. We want to be.
Seriously.
Where you are, and we wonder where you are. Are you alive?
And do you shave?
In 2013, do you live?
Yeah.
Let us know.
All right, so we're gonna end this. This is the end of 2012 Foul Monkeys.
See you next year, bitches.
Ooh, nervous. We may never come back.
Oh my god.
Because we'll enjoy it so much.
And who knows? And who knows? There may be some diarrhea monologues.
True.
Because there may be some drunken good times.
Oh yeah.
Well, that means you'd have to keep this set up all the time.
I was just gonna say, drunken good times, we'll get it set up and then we'll pass out.
Yeah.
Like,
and who knows? We still have not decided what the Foul Monkeys individually are group doing for New Year's Eve. You don't know what you're gonna get.
Right.
But it will not be planned.
Go and sign up for the Christmas card, because I think you're gonna really enjoy it.
Whenever
you'll definitely have a good time with it.
Foulmonkeys.com, click Christmas card list.
Yes, yep. And we all love you.
This is Waylon. Thank you so much for listening. This is James Roy.
Deuces.
Bye.
Peace.
Happy New Year.
I want to be the last person that speaks.
Happy like New Year. A boss.
Like a boss. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayland Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes, where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.